The medical center is required to do an annual audit of its finances, and last year switched accounting firms for that service. Max Mertz, a Juneau-based accountant, presented his findings to the medical center board at a January meeting. In a letter to the board, Mertz wrote, quote, "It appears that over the course of several years, the medical center has missed recovering significant patient revenues," unquote. He told the board that some of the issues were with a third-party billing company that the hospital uses.
You know, it's very common that you'll bill Medicare or Medicaid and they'll deny it for some reason. There'll be a paperwork deficiency or something like that. Were we following up on the denials? In some cases, they weren't. What's the lag time between the time that we provide service and the actual day that we drop the bill and we start working on it? In some cases, those were much longer than they should have been.
Mertz highlighted other issues with timing and control of billing. He pointed out that not all charges are noted before a bill is sent out. He also found numerous instances with no follow-up activity on billing after pay denials. And he found one instance where the billing company wrote off an insurance denial of $14,000 without approval by the medical center. Mertz told the board that hospital staff have been working to correct the issues he identified.
Each one of those, in talking to staff while I was here, there was either a plan that was already in place or they were working to address those, and I know that they've got some interaction going on with their third-party billing entity to try to make sure that those are corrected going forward.
The latest audit also noted significant adjustments in the dollar amounts on the books under accounts receivable, or the money owed to the hospital for services.
One of the big estimations that you make in a hospital is that when you guys book a receivable for a patient service, whether it be self-pay, commercial amount, something from Medicare, Medicaid, or another third-party payer, you estimate how much of those receivables you're actually going to collect. The cash is going to come in the door. And we look at recent past, the history of what your collections have been. And through that process, we decided that that we needed to write those down.
That's led to adjustments for last fiscal year as well as the year that ended in June of 2018. Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter also briefed the Borough Assembly on the audit findings during a January meeting.
And the way that's been calculated in the past has not been very accurate. And so we had to hire a consultant to come in to really look at the accounts receivable and to understand what the appropriate AR is on our monthly statements. And then addition to that, and that's important because, I mean, from a cash standpoint, it doesn't change anything. You know, cash is cash. But the way the books look, we had to reopen 2018 as a result of that.
Those adjustments had already been identified before the latest audit began. The accountant told the board that the issues he identified were not new and may have been in practice for 3 years or more. Accounts receivable and billing have both been areas of concern for hospital finances in the past. Mertz suggested the hospital look at in-house or a different billing company for long-term care and home health charges, and he suggested updating a number of the hospital's policies. He told the board that administrators are following required accounting standards and hoped the issues he identified would be resolved for next year's audit. According to financial statements, the medical center last year brought in over $16.1 million in revenue and had just over $16.7 million in expenses, but that includes over $700,000 in depreciation in the value of its building and equipment. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.